USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is calling for stricter freight rail regulations.
We need to raise the bar on what's expected and on what's required, but I think the railroad industry should be doing more out of the gate.
While visiting the site of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, Buttigieg says rail companies need to face higher fines and be required to practice higher standards of safety.
Anyone in Congress who cares about these issues, they are welcome to come to the table and work with us to get things done.
A preliminary report from the NTSB suggests the wreck was likely caused by a wheel bearing failure. The United Nations is demanding Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine.
The UN General Assembly approved a resolution calling for Russia to immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw troops from Ukraine. The resolution, which is non-binding, comes just one day before the one-year anniversary of the start of the war. 141 countries voted to approve the measure, while seven, including Belarus, Nicaragua, and Syria, voted against the measure. The resolution called for an immediate ceasefire. I'm Dave Collins.
At the high-profile double murder trial in South Carolina, former attorney Alex Murdaugh took the stand in his own defense earlier today. Prosecutors grilled him about his claims of having a drug addiction. During his testimony, Murdaugh admitted to financial crimes involving his clients.
I stole money that didn't belong to me.
Murdaugh, once prominent lawyer worth over $1 million, faces 30 years to life in prison without parole if convicted of the murder of his wife and son. The suspect in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting will face the full list of charges against them. The judge in the case against Anderson Lee Aldrich decided they would not drop any of the more than 300 counts following a preliminary hearing that ended this morning. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Punished for exercising perhaps objectionable free speech in Alaska, a state lawmaker is being censured by his colleagues for suggesting deadly child abuse is good for the state's finances.
At a Monday hearing on child services, State Rep. David Eastman posed this hypothetical.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, it obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needs for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
Since then, his colleagues have called Eastman's suggestion despicable and atrocious. Wednesday, the Alaska State House voted 35-1 to censure him. It's only the second time in Alaska House history it's censured a member. The first time in 2017 when someone suggested that women try to get pregnant so they can get a free trip to the city to get an abortion. The member who said that? David Eastman. I'm Richard Johnson.
John Deere is reporting record profits last year, with shareholders getting a 17% return on their investment. The Illinois-based agriculture equipment manufacturer has 4 plants in Illinois, 6 manufacturing plants in Iowa. Fans of the Lord of the Rings franchise can plan on taking a trip back to Middle-earth sometime soon. Warner Brothers Pictures announced earlier today during an earnings call that the company brokered a deal to make multiple movies based on the beloved J.R.R. Tolkien books. It is not known when the projects will release or what timelines they will follow. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.